Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. We've reached the last part of the Rambam's introduction to the Mishneh Torah, essentially a table of contents where he lists in detail the name of each book, a description of what each book is about, and the different sets of halachot included in each one. There are 14 books altogether, and that number is the reason for the other name by which the Mishneh Torah is popularly known, the Yad HaChazaka, the word Yad also representing the number Yud Dalid, that is, 14. As we mentioned in the last year, rather than utilizing in the Mishneh Torah the division into Sedarim and Masechtot, which Rabbi Yehuda Nasi originated when writing the Mishnah, the Rambam opted for a more topical organization to make his work more accessible and easier to understand. The laws of, say, the Shemitah year are found in several Masechtot in Shas, Shvi'it, Moed Katan, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Gittin, but the Rambam organized all of these laws together in Hilchot Shemitah V'Yovel. In this example, there is a Masechet whose topic is Shemitah, Masechet Shvi'it, but many of the relevant halachot are scattered in other places. Part of the genius of the Rambam's organization is that some areas of halacha have no formal place at all in the Talmudic division, into Masechtot. And in these cases, the Rambam not only collected the relevant material from all over Shas, but also gave a name to a previously anonymous part of Torah Sheba'al Peh. In some of these cases, the newly named set of halachot is very clearly called for, like, for instance, Hilchot Milah. The laws of Brit Milah are found in different places in Shas, mainly in Masechet Yevamot and Masechet Shabbat, and the Rambam consolidated them in one place. Or the example I mentioned in the last year of Hilchot Avadim. Again, an example of a scattered topic with no Masechet in which it really belongs, which finds a place of its own in the Mishneh Torah. But in other cases, the very idea that certain topics belong together in one set of halachot is not obvious at all, but rather a product of the Rambam's unique insight. Laws relating to Lashon Hara, the mitzvah of Ve'avt Re'echa Kamocha, and the isser of hating a fellow Jew in one's heart are combined with a general philosophy about character development in the new category of Hilchot Deot. Halachot collected from a variety of places in Shas about how disputes are settled in court appear together in the Mishneh Torah under the heading Hilchot To'ein V'Nit'an, Laws of Claimant and Defendant. Not only these names, but these categories didn't exist before the Rambam came up with them. The same originality is evident in the level of organization one stage higher up, that is, putting together different sets of halachot into one book. Among the 14 books of the Mishneh Torah, some have a unifying theme similar to those of the six Sedarim of the Talmud, but others have a new unifying theme, and with it a completely original name. We'll proceed now to the next part of the introduction, where the Rambam introduces the names of the 14 books of the Mishneh Torah and explains the significance of each name. As we read his naming of each book, we'll skip ahead a couple of pages to read the list of halachot in each book. The Rambam begins. Ra'iti l'chalek chibur zeh l'arba'a asar sfarim. Sefer Rishon. Echlol bo kol ha-mitzvot she'en ikar dat Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'tzarich adam leida otan tchilat ha-kol. Kegon yichud shmo baruch hu v'isur avodah zara. Ve'karati shem sefer zeh sefer ha-mada. The word mada means science in modern Hebrew, but the Rambam uses it here to mean knowledge, and specifically knowledge of Hashem and the essential mitzvot related to God Himself. Looking at the sets of halachot in this first book of Sefer Hamada, we see that there are five. Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, dealing with fundamental principles of faith relating to God and to His communication with the world, as well as mitzvot relating to Him and to His name, like loving Hashem, fearing Him, sanctifying His name, and the Isser to erase His name. Next is Hilchot Deot, we mentioned earlier, which focuses on character development, an endeavor which, as we'll see, is essentially, for the Rambam, a form of imitating God. Hilchot Talmud Torah discusses in detail the most important way to know Hashem, by studying His mitzvot. Hilchot Avodah Zarah relates to the tragic historical mistake by which humanity lost its knowledge of God by worshiping Him through the intermediary of idols. Finally, Hilchot Shuvah is nominally about abandoning one's sins and returning to God, but also devotes several prakim to philosophical discussion of the concepts of tshuva, free will, and divine justice. We should note that aside from Hilchot Avodah Zarah, All of these halakhic categories are ones which originate with the Rambam and have no parallel in Shas. Moving on to the second Sefer. Sefer Sheni Echlol Bo HaMitzvot Shehen Tidirot Shenitzdavinu Behem Kedei Lehov Et HaMakom Ulezochro Tamid Kegon Kriyat Shema Utfila Utfilin Uvrachot Umila Bichlalan Lefi Shehi Ot Bivsarenu Lehazkir Tamid B'Sha'a She'en Sham Lo Tfilin V'Lo Tzitzit V'Chayotzei Behem Lekarati Shem Sefer Ze Sefer Ahava. One might get the mistaken impression that a book called Ahava, Love, deals with romantic relationships between man and woman. But the Rambam explains that the name refers to love of Hashem, and the halachot he includes in this book are about mitzvot we perform on a regular basis as a demonstration of this love. There are six sets of halachot here. Hilchot Kriyat Shema, Hilchot Tfilah Uberkat Kohanim, Hilchot Tfilin Mizuzah V'Sefer Torah, Hilchot Tzitzit, Hilchot Brachot, and Hilchot Milah. Note the Rambam's practice, which we'll see more of later, to combine related halachot into one set as a way of consolidating and keeping the number of sets of halachot in each book relatively small. Tfilah is combined with Birkat Kohanim, as are Sefer Torah, Tfilin, and Mezuzah. And in this situation, it's enough for the main topic, or the first one, to relate to the theme of the book, even if the others don't. Tfilah and Tfilin qualify as things we do regularly to show love of God. But it's not as easy to classify Birkat Kohanim and Sefer Torah in the same way. Even so, there is still the anomaly of Hilchot Milah. Unlike the other sets of halachot in Sefer Ahava, the mitzvah of Brit Milah is very occasional, performed exactly once for every male Jew. So why does it belong in this book? As the late Rabbi Dr. Isidore Twersky points out in his magisterial academic introduction to the Mishneh Torah, published in 1980, the Rambam addresses exactly this point in what we just read, where he says, "Umila bichlalan lefi shehi ot bivsarenu lehazkir tamid b'sha'a she'en sham lo tfilin v'lo tzitzit v'chayotzei behen." Brit Milah is a sign on our bodies by which we remember God even when not wearing tfilin or tzitzit. The Rambam here is making a reference to the well-known story about David HaMelech recounted in Masechet Menachot. When David HaMelech was in the bathhouse, unclothed, and felt bereft of mitzvot, he was consoled when he recalled his Brit Milah. The Rambam here is utilizing a midrash of Chazal in order to help construct his organizational scheme of halacha. Moving on to the next sefer. Sefer Shlishi, Echlol bo ha-mitzvot she'im bizmanim yiduim, kigon Shabbat u-moadot. V'karati she'im sefer ze, sefer zmanim. This is a very long sefer, which corresponds to the main topics of Seder Moed. It has 10 sets of halachot, more than any other sefer. Specifically, Hilchot Shabbat, Hilchot Eruvin, which includes laws of two different halacha concepts referred to as an Eruv, Hilchot Shvitat Asor, about Yom Kippur, Hilchot Shvitat Yom Tov, Hilchot Chametz Matzah, Hilchot Shofar Sukav Lulav, Hilchot Shkalim, Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, Hilchot Taniot, and Hilchot Megillah V'Chanukah. Most of these names are self-explanatory, but note the interesting way in which halachot are split up. There isn't Hilchot Rosh Hashanah. The laws of Rosh Hashanah include laws of forbidden and permitted milacha, which are shared with other Yom Tovim, and so those go in Hilchot Shvitat Yom Tov, the laws of how we must rest on Yom Tov, and separately, laws of Shofar, unique to Rosh Hashanah, which have their own place combined with the laws of Sukkah and of Lulav. Each of those three is short enough that they can be combined, but the laws of Pesach are numerous enough to merit their own set of halachot, that is, Hilchot Chametz U'Matzah. Note that he does not name the halachot of Yom Kippur Hilchot Yom HaKippurim, but rather Hilchot Shvitat Asor, the laws of how we must rest on the 10th, that is, Yom Kippur, the 10th day of Tishrei, as Yom Kippur includes a lot of other halachot related to the Avodah and the Beit Mikdash of Yom Kippur, which finds a place in the Rambam in different sefer altogether. Laws of Purim and Chanukah are combined, as these are related holidays, both rabbinic in origin, and both focused on thanksgiving for national salvation. Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh is an opportunity for the Rambam to expand on the structure of the Jewish calendar, including, as we mentioned in an earlier shiur, many prakim dealing with extensive astronomical calculations to help determine when the new moon is visible. The fourth sefer. Sefer Revi'i, Echlol bo mitzvot shel bi'ilah, kigon kiddushin v'gerushin v'ibum v'chalitza. V'krati shem sefer ze, sefer nashim. This book shares a name with the Seder of the Talmud, Seder Nashim, from which most of its contents derive. There are five sets of halachot: Hilchot Ishut about marriage, Hilchot Gerushin about divorce, Hilchot Yibum v'Chalitza about those two mitzvot, Hilchot Nara Betula about the halachic concepts of Ones, Mefateh, and Motzi Shemra, three ways in which an unmarried or just married woman can be taken advantage of by an unscrupulous man, and finally Hilchot Sota about the wife suspected of adultery. The fifth sefer, Sefer Chamishi, Echlol bo mitzvot shel bi'ot asurot u'mitzvot shel ma'achalot asurot. Lefi shebishnei inanim ha'elu, kideshanu ha'makom v'yivdilanu min ha'omot. Barayot u'v'machalot asurot. U'v'shnehem ne'amar, v'avdil etchem min ha'amim, asher hivdalti etchem min ha'amim. V'krati shem sefer ze, Sefer Kedusha. Like Sefer Ahava, the Rambam here comes up with an original name which reflects a spiritual aspiration. What is Kiddusha, holiness? Certainly a very diffuse concept, appearing in a myriad of contexts. But the Rambam quotes here psukim that speak of Hashem separating us from the other nations by forbidding us to eat certain foods or to engage in sexual activity with certain people, mostly relatives. So Kiddusha for the Rambam means being distinct among nations of the world in that we need to limit the expression of our physical desires. It's interesting to recall in this context the famous explanation of the Ramban on the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu at the start of Parsha Kedoshim. To be holy, according to the Ramban, is to limit our physical indulgences in order to avoid being what he calls a naval birshut haTorah, a glutton even within the confines of what the Torah permits. With different emphases, both the Rambam and the Ramban see limits on eating and sexual activity as expressions of Kedusha. The Rambam includes here three sets of halachot: Hilchot Isurei Biyah, Hilchot Machalot Asurot, and Hilchot Shkita. The first of these includes within its chapters the laws of Gerut, conversion, and we'll hopefully say more about that when we get to those halachot. The sixth sefer, Sefer Shishi, Echlol bo mitzvot shitchayev bahem mi sha'asar atzmo bidvarim, kugon shivuot undarim, v'karati shem sefer ze, Sefer Hafla'a. This is a good example of the Rambam collecting in one place very clearly related areas of halacha, each having its own masechet in Shas devoted to it, but the masechetot themselves are scattered among three different sedarim. There are four sets of halachot here: Hilchot Shivuot, based on Masechet Shivuot in Seder Nizikin; Hilchot Nidarim and Hilchot Nizirut, based on the Masechetot of Nidarim and Nazir in Seder Nashim; and finally, Hilchot Arachim v'Charamim, based on Masechet Erchin in Seder Kodshim. Rebbe's system of organization, in a certain sense, did an injustice to this halachic area of obligations created by the power of one's speech. And the Rambam rectifies this by gathering them together in Sefer Hafla. The seventh Sefer, Sefer Shvi'i, Echlol bo mitzvot shehem bezera ha'aretz, gigon shmitim v'yovlot, u'masrot u'trumot, u'sha'ar mitzvot ha'niglalim imahen me'inyanam. V'krati shem Sefer ze, Sefer Zeraim. Here too, like in Sefer Nashim, the Rambam used the perfectly adequate name given to the corresponding Seder in the Talmud containing all laws relating to agriculture. There are seven sets of halachot here: Hilchot Kil'ayim, all sorts of mixed planting which are forbidden; Hilchot Matnot Aniyim, where the Rambam includes laws of Leket, Shichacha, and Peah, and in addition laws of Tzedakah; Hilchot Trumot, Hilchot Maaser, meaning what we call Maaser Rishon; Hilchot Maaser Sheni Veneta Revai; Hilchot Bikurim im Sha'ar Matnot Kuhuna Shebigvulin; and finally, Hilchot Shmitav Yovel. Note the somewhat long-winded combination of Bikurim with other types of Matnot Kuhuna, gifts to Kohanim. There are actually six types of gifts to a Kohen discussed in this set of halachot, some taking up no more than a single perek. This is exactly the type of scenario where the Rambam sees fit to combine multiple related topics like we've seen several times already. Let's read about the next two Svarim together, as they are related. Sefer Shmini, Echlol bo mitzvot shehen bivinyan mikdash v'korbanot tzibur hatmidin. V'krati shem Sefer ze, Sefer Avodah. Sefer Tishii, Echlol bo mitzvot shehen b'korbanot hayachid. V'krati shem Sefer ze, Sefer Korbanot. These two books, the 8th and 9th of the Mishnah Torah, deal with the world of the Beit HaMikdash and the sacrificial order. For the most part, this corresponds to Seder Kodshim. but there are significant parts of Seder Moed which also deal with this topic, specifically the bulk of Masechet Yoma about the Avodat Yom Kippurim, half of Masechet Pesachim about the Korban Pesach, and the first parak of Masechet Chagiga about the Korbanot brought by everyone who is Ole L'Regel during Yom Tov. As this is a more abstruse and less well-known area of halakha, we'll skip the listing of the halachot in each of the two svarim. But the division between the two svarim, Avodah and Korbanot, is that Sefer Avodah deals with communal aspects of the Beit HaMikdash and how it operates day to day, while Sefer Korbanot deals with specific individual sacrifices brought on certain occasions or under certain circumstances. Sefer Avodah contains 9 sets of halachot, and Sefer Korbanot contains 6. Going on to the 10th Sefer, Sefer Asiri, Echlol bo mitzvot shein b'taharot v'tumot, v'krati shem Sefer ze, Sefer Tahara. This book deals, as the name implies, with laws of Tahara and of Tumah, corresponding to Seder Taharot in the Talmud. It has 8 sets of halachot, and these 2 we will explicate when we begin learning it. The observant listener may have noticed that none of these first 10 books of the Mishnah Torah are based at all on the main parts of Seder Nezikim, generally considered the richest and deepest Seder in the Talmud, focused on civil law in all its manifestations. The last 4 books of the Mishnah Torah, or more accurately, 3.5 of the last 4, fill this gap. The 11th book, Sefer Achadasar, Echlol bo mitzvot shebein adam l'chaviro, v'yesh behem hezek techila, b'mahon o beguf, v'krat yishem Sefer ze, Sefer Nezakim. This book deals with a legal area called torts, that is, cases where one person harms another through bodily injury or by damaging his property, and is required to provide compensation. The first sets of halachot in this book are Hilchot Nizkei Mamon, that is, when my property damages someone else or his property, like my animal, my fire, or a pit that I dig, Hilchot Gneva, robbery, Hilchot Gzeila Vaveda, laws of theft and of returning a lost object. We'll say for later a discussion of the difference between Gneva and Gzeila. The reason that laws of Aveda, of lost objects, are included here, even though that isn't an example of a tort, is that many of the concepts relevant to compensating for Gzela, for instance the concept of Yeyush, despairing of getting the stolen object back, are also relevant in the context of the laws of Hashavat Aveda. Next comes Hilchot Chovel Umazik, laws of injury or damage caused directly by a person. And finally, this offense too severe for compensation, but certainly an extreme form of nezek, damage, Hilchot Rotzeach Ushmirat HaNefesh, laws of the murderer, both intentional and accidental, and laws pertaining to preserving life, like the mitzvah to build a fence on an exposed rooftop. The next sefer, Sefer Shneimasar, Echlol bo mitzvot mechira uknia, v'krat yishem Sefer ze, Sefer Kinyan. This book deals with all manners of acquisition. It includes 5 sets of halachot: Hilchot Mechira, about buying and selling property; Hilchot Zichia Umatana, about gifts and acquisition of hefker, something with no owner; Hilchot Shcheinim, about how neighbors acquire and yield rights to one another; Hilchot Shluchin Veshutafin, about buying or selling through an agent, or as part of a partnership; and finally, Hilchot Avadim, about the dinim of Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani, including how each type of servant is bought and sold. The 13th Sefer, Sefer Shloshasar, Echlol bo mitzvot shein adam l'chaviro b'sha'ar hadinin she'ein mitchilatan hezek, kegon shomrim uvalei chovot utanot ukfirot. V'karati Sefer ze, Sefer Mishpatim. Here, in Sefer Mishpatim, the Rambam covers all remaining areas of civil law, aside from torts and acquisition discussed in the last 2 books. And here again, there are 5 sets of halachot. Hilchot Schirut, about renting objects and hiring workers. Hilchot Sheila Upikadon, combining laws of the Shomer Chinam, the guardian who takes no fee, and laws of the borrower, the Shoel. Hilchot Malveh Veloveh, a long set of halachot covering all aspects of loans, including the prohibition against interest. Hilchot To'ein V'nit'an, laws of claimant and defendant, which we discussed earlier. And finally, Hilchot Nachalot, about inheritance. This brings us to the final sefer, Sefer Arba'asar, Echlol bo mitzvot shehin misurin le-Sanhedrin, kegon mitot beidin ve-kabalat edut v'din ha-melech u-milchamotav. V'karat yishem sefer ze, Sefer Shoftim. This last sefer, Sefer Shoftim, deals with the courts and more generally with national leaders. Again, there are 5 sets of halachot. Hilchot Sanhedrin, about the different types of courts and the procedure of each. Hilchot Edut, about the testimony of witnesses, how it is given and what kind of testimony is accepted. Hilchot Mamrim, Laws of Rebels, another original categorization of the Rambam, in which he includes the rebellious Zaken Mamre, the rebellious Ben Sorer Umoreh, and all laws pertaining to Kibbud Avaim, presumably because one who neglects those is a type of rebel. Next, we get to Hilchot Avel, laws of mourning, which don't seem to belong here, but the Rambam will provide an explanation there why he included these in the Sefer. And finally, Hilchot Milachim Umilchamotehem, detailing the laws of the king, the laws of going to war, and at the end, a vision of what Yimot HaMashiach will look like. The Mishneh Torah, as the Rambam laid out as his goal in writing it, summarizes all of Torah Shebaal Peh, and even just reading the table of contents, as we did, can feel a little overwhelming. Starting in our next shiur, we will learn one perek each day. As the Mishneh Torah contains exactly 1,000 prakim, something never noted explicitly by the Rambam, as far as I'm aware, but it seems too remarkable to be a coincidence, we will finish our sojourn through this remarkable work, Emir Tzashem, in well under 3 years. I'll conclude with a technical note, which is also a public service announcement about the upcoming shiurim. As of this recording, I have recorded shiurim of the first several dozen prakim of the Mishneh Torah. At the outset, my hope was to be able to read and translate the entire perek in each recording, in addition to providing explanation, insights, and some of the relevant alternate opinions which the Rambam omits, especially those which are relevant l'halacha. After a while, though, it became clear that this was taking too long, and I would not be able to keep up the yomi aspect of this series. In consultation with the OU, we decided that it was important to keep this up as a daily shiur, even if that meant that each recording would not include a full reading and translation of each perek. Starting in the middle of Hilchot Avodah Zarah, each shiur will include a reading of selected parts of that day's perek, with either a translation or summary, together with some of the insights, explanations, and alternate opinions which I believe are a critical part of learning Torah in general, and certainly of learning the Mishneh Torah. The prakim vary greatly in length, so exactly how much is read and how much is summarized, and how many details are skipped altogether, will depend very much on the perek. So be aware of that change in the format of our shiurim, starting about a month in, and I hope that you will find both formats rewarding and worthwhile. As this is still very much a work in progress, it's entirely possible that further changes will be made as we go along. But Emir Tzashem, we will succeed in making it together from the beginning of Hilchot Yesod HaTorah to the end of Hilchot Melachim without missing anything in between. And I am very much looking forward to embarking with you on this exciting intellectual and religious journey through the Rambam's Mishneh Torah.